We love a story about an influencer. And this influencer has is facing a backlash at the moment. They do get backlash, influencers, don't they?
Well, you whinge about stuff you shouldn't be whinging about.
Yeah, you're right. And this particular influencer, she is the founder of Gut Rehab Blueprint. I don't know. She's a health and wellness influencer. Her name's Eleni. And she did a long, lengthy post that's got a lot of experts slamming her theory. She's claiming that she has put on weight because, wait for it, of her shampoo. Shampoo has led to her, and she believes other people, piling on the pounds. Her reason is apparently studies on mice have shown that obesogens, a chemical found in many cosmetic products, disrupt how your body creates and stores fat. So if you're getting fat or you're storing fat, it's because of your shampoo.
Shampoo now, just cleans the hair.
I've heard lots of excuses for why people have put on weight, but I've never heard... It's because of your shampoo.
Well, no, if ever's potentially, if and you, in your words, perhaps have put on a kilo or two over the last however long. No, whoa. Could it be your shampoo?
I don't wash my hair.
Right, okay. Sorry,
I use conditioner. It keeps the hair soft and smooth.
I love this, though, the excuses that we and people come up with for why they put on weight. So
she's
her excuse is because of her shampoo.
Maybe
her
Uber Eats bill might have something to do with her putting on some weight. What the hell?
That is
nearly the worst complaint I've ever heard of.
I know. Well, see, but you find people do. I mean, all the baby weight I've put on, I'm putting down to all the Coke and Mountain Dew and the donuts I ate while I was pregnant. Definitely their fault.
Maybe she should use organic.
Nothing to do with me.
Organic
shampoo.
Organic shampoo
might help her.
What about you, Feb? You've
put on weight?
No.
I have put on about 8 kilos in about.
No,
the
you
last
were going to say what were you blaming? You
and
were
I
blaming
blame,
something.
Yeah. So I actually went to play golf on Monday, and I have a couple of golf shirts that I wear, and I've got like 4 of them, and they're beautiful. They're beautiful golf shirts. They fit perfectly, Callaway, and I put them on. And they were really tight, like they didn't fit. And I only wore them like a month ago. And I said, Alex, stop putting my golf shirts into the dryer. They're shrinking. It's not the dryer, honey. And then that was like a realization, because I literally had no idea until I put my golf shirt on. And I literally thought she'd shrunk my shirts. I'm like, come on, mate, just hang them out. Can you please hang them out? Like, I don't want my golf shirts put in the dryer.
Yeah.
Not the dryer, honey.
No, it's not the dryer. Might be
What?
I was given that grab to play.
Leon!
The producer said play that. So I just pressed.
That's not very nice.
I didn't even know what was on it. They just said play that.
Okay. I love this. You can blame shampoo. You can blame the dryer. You can blame the guy who makes your coffee and puts too much milk in. Who have you blamed for putting on the pounds?
Oh, this is great. Good area.
Maybe. And because I remember I had a girlfriend. She said she put on a tiny bit of weight. You'd hardly even notice. But she was adamant that with the barista, wherever she was going for coffee, they were using full cream milk. She's like, she was like, I haven't changed anything I've been eating. It's definitely the milk.
Oh, this is good. What have you blamed for the weight gain? 13, 10, 60 is the number.
I blame my bagel I've been eating every morning for the last 2 weeks.
101.9. The Fox.
And influencer. Oh, I feel like playing that jingle again, guys. So good.
Here we go.
Social media is your life. You're an influencer. Your job is to get them likes. You're an influencer.
Well, an influencer is in all sorts, facing quite a backlash because she's a health and wellness influencer who is blaming her shampoo for the reason she's put on weight. Now, apparently it's something to do with there's a chemical that makes you hungrier or makes you store fat. Anyway, irrelevant. It's just clearly shampoo does not make you fat. That's ridiculous. But the funny thing in life, we often blame...
It might if you eat it.
Well, if you ate a lot of it. people have been known to blame things other than themselves for their weight gain. We've got Amy from Glenroy. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Amy. Is this you? Have you blamed something for any weight gain?
No, it's actually my husband blaming me for getting pregnant.
Oh, because, yeah.
So he put on about 8 kilos while I was pregnant, and I put on about 12. So you think it's my fault?
Do you
I'm with
what?
Him. I'm with him. When Alex was pregnant, she didn't put much weight on, but I put on more. And I said, I'm just coming with you, babe. She's lost all her baby weight. I've gained.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you, Amy.
That's very funny. Yeah. Faye in Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Faye.
Hi, guys. Love your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Faye.
Thank you, Faye.
Thank you.
My grandma's name, Faye.
What is responsible? What do you think can help put on weight?
Body butter. Stay away from it, guys. It's lethal.
What? You mean like body butter that you rub on, like moisturiser?
What are you using body butter, butter for?
Definitely. I haven't used it for years, but I put on about 3-4 kilos in a couple of weeks. A girlfriend had bought it for me for Christmas, and I was using it, and I hadn't changed my diet. I was still smashing the cannolis and the pasta and everything.
Okay.
Might have something to do with it.
I was putting on the weight with the body butter. I believe it goes through your pores into your fat cells.
Wow.
I hear chocolate body butter on your body. Puts on weight too.
Yeah, you'd think so. Well, okay. I just love that Faye, along with the cannolis and all the pasta.
I much prefer the mud packs from Hastings, let me tell you.
Wow.
Okay, there's all sorts of things going on there. Thank you to Faye and Fev.
Body butter sounds fat, doesn't it?
Can Fev stop looking at me like that, saying body butter like that, please?
Definitely don't eat the body butter. It's tempting, though. It smells good.
Uncomfortable.
Jem from Faulkner. Hey, Jem.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, Jem. What have you blamed for contributing to weight gain?
I'm blaming Daniel Andrews. Straight out blaming Daniel Andrews.
You could be my favourite call of all time,
what's
Jem.
What's he done now?
Well, so I'm a tradesman, yeah? Mm-hmm. And that fool thinks it's the best idea in the world to put all the roadworks all at one time on every single road in Victoria. So instead of me being on my ladder where I burn calories all day, I spend an extra 3 hours a day sitting on my bum in the car.
Ah, there you go, and the car can do that to you, Jem. You're bored and you eat.
That's it.
There we go. I love that. Brilliant.
Station food.
That's on his watch. So, Daniel, if he's listening, that's on your watch, mate. That's
exactly. Stop giving.
Worst premiere ever.
Yep.
Oh, Jem, we should get together. We should get together for a meat pie.
101.9 The Fox.
We all fly out tomorrow. It started with a fun phone-in years ago in this show where tradies would sing. We called it Tradioki. And now look where we are, guys. This is unbelievable. We all leave, the whole gang leave tomorrow.
Yes, and we're celebrating the tradies of Melbourne that we're taking with us, and they'll be performing and we'll be cheering them on. We're bringing other listeners as groupies. It's going to be a great big party.
And there's
going to
be other people there too, Boxy. Some Australians that are actually in Japan. We've been hit up a lot.
Oh,
saying, where are you guys hanging out? I'm in Japan at the same time. Can't wait to come see you guys sing karaoke. It's going to be a real party.
It is, but there is the element, Fev, that we haven't really factored in.
Yeah, that you're going early and not coming to work tomorrow.
We're also, Leon put me on that flight, we're also possibly going to be a little bit National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah, I know.
Because you and I, we're taking babies, we're taking kids, we've got travel prams, we've got baby Bjorns, we've got all the issues about travelling with small children.
Warren's taking kids too.
Oh, no, that's my girlfriend, she's 25. Waiting for the joke. It was so predictable. Push on.
Oh, Shellex.
Oh, dear.
Leave Shellex alone.
I followed her on Instagram yesterday.
Well, it was about time. Took a while.
Well, I couldn't quite get her name. Shellex. Right. Anyway,
do you know what we haven't thought about?
I haven't even packed yet, Boxy.
I know, Bev. We've got to pack today. But talking about packing, I'm confused by the weather because it looks like it's going to be mild and quite cool, you know, 18 to 20, which is just lovely weather.
Humidity, though, bro.
What do you mean, humidity?
It's like 100%.
So does that mean it's going to feel – is that when they say 20 feels like 30?
Jane Bunn comes in and goes, it's going to be 18 degrees in Tokyo, but it feels like 40.
So am I wearing T-shirts or what?
Oh, well, it just depends how you want to get around, I suppose.
Well,
whether you want to be comfortable, because I think with a humidity at like 100% means it's you can sweat. Is that right?
Well, you brought up humidity.
Someone said it was cold over there. It's nearly winter. Okay. I'm so confused.
Right. I haven't even packed yet.
Let's have this chat.
My stuff. I've got to get baby stuff. I've got to go. I'm getting a new suitcase today.
This all feels very off-air.
No, I'm going to get a suitcase and fill it through.
It's just admin.
I'm going to fill it full of baby formula and try to sell it on the streets. Oh. You know how much that goes for then?
Anyway, good stuff.
A couple of A2 boxes.
Big shout out, big shout out to our sponsors. None of this would be possible without Sheen Panel Service. Keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. We've got lots to sort out for tomorrow.
Smuggle it in.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Sunny and 35 for Melbourne today. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast. Keep listening out for the R&B air horn as well, by the way, guys. When you hear it, 13, 10, 60, a couple of tickets to R&B Fridays Live 2019 will go.
Gee, 35. I won't lie. That has ruined Halloween for me. It really has. This will be the hottest Halloween for years because I've only really been doing Halloween since Trixie was born.
I think ever.
Well, must be ever because I've been rugged up and wearing my I've ordered a costume. It arrived and I was really excited because I wanted to get in on it with the kids. So Trixie's going to be a little devil. She's going to be a devil girl. I've got her little horns and a little
Wonder
red
Woman
dress.
Last year or Was she Wonder Woman last year or Superwoman?
Yes, you're right. Yeah. No, she was. She was Wonder Woman. I think that was the year before. Last year she was a witch and now she's going to be a little devil. I've got Daisy, her little bat suit. So she's going to be a little bubba bat. And I thought I'm going to get right in on this. So I've got myself a Maleficent costume. But have you seen the size and weight of that headpiece?
I've got a full headpiece.
Well, I've got it. I don't know what to do with it now. It's a bit 35 is a bit hot for a massive headpiece.
Wow.
And I've got a cape. And I haven't thought this through. Like, I don't have a summer version of Maleficent.
Well, you don't have to wear the headpiece, mate. Not all capes, not all heroes wear capes, mate. Okay. You don't have to do that.
I know, but it's a bit difficult when you're having watched and you'd be familiar with the character. I mean, it's all heavy black gear. It's not necessarily right for a warm day.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you wearing, Fev?
Well, back in the day when I used to go around as a kid, because we were poor, Mum used to just give me a sheet and cut the eyes out and say you're a ghost.
Sure.
It's so cute.
So I'm going shopping today, actually. So I've got an order in for my daughter Lenny, who needs three tutus, purple tutus. I'm not quite sure what she needs tutus
Where
for.
Where did you get those?
And I'm not quite sure why she needs three, but apparently two of her friends' Halloween costumes broke this morning. So
you're now responsible for all of them.
Yeah, but I'm not, as I said earlier, going out with any of them, so I don't know what to do.
Well, why don't you dress up as Thor?
Well, I won't need to really dress up. I'll just take my top off.
I reckon you should get yourself a costume.
Well, I think this is what we're going to do, Boxy. Lenny went about pumpkin carving on the weekend with her friends, and they all cut out pumpkins, which look amazing. So I'm going to stick it out in a letterbox, sit it there with the candles going. I'm going to sit there with my lollies, and I'm going to polish off a bottle of red. And just when kids come along, I'm going to chuck lollies at them and say, "Have a good day, guys."
Terrifying man drinking wine and handing out lollies, mummy?
And with Alex, because around our area, like, it's a real thing. Because when you go trick-or-treating, all the parents sit there and drink wine and have a great old time. It's like a party.
I know. Remember when we were kids? No one was into it back then.
Oh, no.
But now the other big thing at the moment, Fever, are Halloween parties, like for adults. So, like, everyone's having last weekend. There were lots of Halloween parties around Melbourne. There might even be some this weekend. But Leon saw at a Halloween party, I love this, he saw, because people get dressed up and they're in costume, and then maybe they hook up through the night.
Ah.
Or even partners, girlfriends or boyfriends or husbands or wives might wear costumes.
So,
and then when you see them
hook up with each other
together, you go, oh, that's an unlikely pair. Like when he witnessed the Joker hook up with a Teletubby.
I'm a Teletubby. Dinky, winky, winky,
winky. That is an unusual pairing, isn't it?
It's a very unusual pairing. And, in fact, let's see where we can go on the phones with this. 13, 10, 60. Halloween hookups. Who have you seen paired together that didn't quite look right? I mean, you don't want to see the Joker with a Teletubby.
No, it's a Teletubby must go for sort of a bad boy in that case. You know, it's an unlikely one for the Teletubby to go for.
Statistics are most females will go for a bad boy.
Okay. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call right now with your Halloween hookups. We want to know the two characters that got together. 13, 10, 60.
Do you remember when a nice 25-year-old who didn't really dress up, named Shellix, hooked up with Gargamel?
Okay, very funny. That's my girlfriend.
101.9 The Fox.
It's Fifi, Fev, Byron. Some Halloween highlights from over the years, including Fifi's incredible Dancing with the Stars Thriller performance. So how's that worked out? So on the video, Fev, there's all these regrettable things that you and I have done, and then Fief just nailing her Thriller dance.
And absolutely nailing it.
Brilliant.
Well, thank you, guys. I was really... I really got into that. What about the pole dancing? You don't expect pole dancing during Thriller.
No, you don't. And you doing pole dancing.
I don't sound weird about it, but you're a very good pole dancer.
Well, thank you. I'd topple off it at the moment if I was on a pole. But I'll get back into it one day. Now we've got Lisa from Templestowe. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa, what was the surprising Halloween hookup you've witnessed?
Well, I was the hookup.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Lisa.
I was dressed up as Princess Aurora. And I was dancing with a wood elf all night. And wow. I ended up kissing her at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
Gee, you don't think Aurora's going to hook up with the wood elf? You certainly don't expect that.
No, you certainly don't.
Well.
Oh, that's the night of dancing.
Okay, there we go. Probably might leave the call there and get into Alpha Bark. 101.9
The Fox. You guys, I had a bit of a stressful day yesterday. You'll recall at this time I had to leave the show yesterday morning.
Yes.
Because, and other parents might relate to this, I had to take Trixie into hospital for a bit of surgery. Now, I want to make it clear she's fine. It was dental surgery, but it had to be done. And I had been stressing about it for weeks since I heard that she needed to have it. Because with a six-year-old, there's all sorts of, you know, I didn't want her to have the anxiety I was having about it. And mm-hmm. She was going under a general anaesthetic. And I'd been having sleepless nights. And we got to the hospital and the staff were absolutely brilliant and everybody was very calm. And I didn't even really tell her what was going to be happening in her mouth because thinking that she was going to lie there for 75 minutes with her mouth wide open while she was sleeping.
I know.
As we pulled up into the hospital car park and Trick, she's got a day off school, so she's wrapped, but she doesn't really know what's going to happen. And the whole drive out there, I'm getting teary. Anyway, I pulled into the car park and I've started to cry. And I'm like, oh gosh, sunglasses, put some sunglasses on. This is a disaster.
Oh, come
because
on.
I'd been told by the, the anaesthetist.
Anaesthetist.
Did I get it? Anaesthetist. Yep. The day before. It was really important
people.
They're great, aren't they?
Ed loves them.
They're like my favourite person in a hospital.
But I'd been strongly requested not to cry in front of Trixie.
Of course, you've got to hold it together.
But I'm an emotional person. You know, I cry all the time.
Well, yeah, but Trixie needs you to stay strong.
I know, so I was doing my best. Anyway, Mum came with me. Walk into the reception. There's Mum in her sunglasses. I'm like, oh, this is so bad for poor Trix. Like, what a disaster. She's got her mum and her grandmother and we're both with sunnies on crying. Anyway, they were so brilliant and her dentist, Amy, was fantastic. And but as we were getting closer to going to the surgery suite, and even at this hospital, the surgery suite, they've put in like all butterfly stickers around.
They don't help.
Anyway, we've walked in and they're about to put her under and because she was going under, we were calling that a giggle bubble and you're going to put this giggle bubble on your mouth. Yeah. Anyway, all the nurses
have got there.
Did
you tell her to count back from 10, see if she got to 0 or not?
No, that's do you know what? He was brilliant, her anaesthetist. He was just talking to her and he just said, now you're going to start smelling some monkey pops, like monkey farts.
Yep.
And he said, if you can you smell those now? But what I hadn't figured or factored in, I was sitting there holding her hand.
Unusual.
And she started to like jerk a bit and her eyes rolled back in her head and her body went limp. And next minute I'm in a state. I'm bawling my eyes out. There's Trixie lying on the bed asleep and all the nurses have had to run around to support me.
101.9 The Fox. Bev's dad, Ange Favola. Angie.
When will you stop calling Fev?
It's one of the favourite parts of our show when Fev's dad, Ange, calls Fev and then we secretly record the call, but Ange doesn't realise we've recorded it.
You think he'd catch on?
Well, you change the times of day. I mean, I support your dad. You don't expect when you call your son to have a chat that he's got all his mates around recording it.
Mm.
But yesterday you did call him, he called you, and this was we're going to call this a Halloween edition, Fev?
Yeah, it's a Halloween edition. We try to set him up. I'm saying there was a Halloween party going on at my brother's house.
Here we go. Here is Ange Favola.
Hello. Hey, mate.
What's going on?
G'day, buddy. Oh, just at work.
Oh, how's the knee?
Good.
Hey, are you going to Jason's tomorrow night for the Halloween party? Did he send you a message?
No.
What?
No, nothing about it.
Oh. He's having a... Because all the kids are going to go trick-or-treating. He said he sent you a message because I'm going to go as Batman, so I've seen if you could go as Robin. Do you want me to get you the outfit? Are you going to... Do you want to come?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I can come.
Maybe. Well, I think he said it's like 6 o'clock or 6:30.
Oh, well, I'll go through me messengers and have a look, but...
He told me yesterday he sent you a message.
I haven't seen it.
Oh. Well, I'm going to go as Batman because the kids will go, they'll love that. And you maybe go as Robin. I'll just get you a kit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah? Or maybe go as Catwoman.
No, I'm not going.
The kids will love that.
No, not going as Catwoman.
Why?
No. And plus, you're still at the radio station.
So. No. Andre!
I knew exactly.
You did not!
There is no way known that you can get away by 9:05 from the radio show because you have your meeting at the end of it.
From the what show? The radio show?
The radio show. Oh, yeah, the radio studio.
Oh, you're the best. Oh, we got you again.
There's no Halloween party, mate. You're right. You're good.
I covered that because I didn't get a text. Well, that wouldn't surprise me anyway.
Yeah, you didn't get your messages.
So how is everybody?
Oh, we're good, aren't you? No, we're good, mate. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween
to you too.
There you go, Jay.
See ya.
Bye.
Angie.
Big boy.
Angie. When will you stop calling fair?
Now, Boxy, you understand when I get words wrong where I get that from.
Your dad.
How are you?
I love your dad.
The great news is, though, we've got a brand new Halloween sweeper. Oh.
Happy Halloween.
This is the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
We are leaving, obviously, tomorrow. We can't believe that it's got to this point, but this is the journey so far. Tradiokio with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
3 weeks ago. We told Melbourne's most musical tradies that we're taking them off the worksite and putting them on the world stage.
We're going to Japan!
The home of karaoke.
Thousands entered.
I'm hooked on a feeling. Ain't nothing but a heartache.
These three words when you get in busy. Womp, there it is. Hit me, womp,
there it is. But only a select few have made the flight. Like Ryan, the concreter from Berwick.
Don't stop me if I'm having a good time. Don't stop me if I'm having a good time.
Ron, the tow truck driver from Boronia.
Oh, she offers me protection. A lot of love and affection.
Hey, Ronnie.
Yeah?
You're coming to Japan, bro.
Oh!
And Lee, the arborist from Point Cook.
One of these early mornings.
Now, they're trading their tools for a shiny microphone.
I can't wait.
It's been a wish. I've never been plugged out. I've always wanted to go, so the dream comes true, you guys. You're giving me a dream.
It's time to put their karaoke skills to the ultimate test. Tradeoke is on its way to Japan.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox. Hey, remember the other day we were here at this time of the show and we were talking about all the petty complaints that cafe owners and restaurant workers and people working customer service have to deal with. In fact, we had Jemima call the show and she works at a hotel or motel and this was what she had to deal with.
Someone left us a really bad review the other day because we didn't give them a call a couple of days prior to their check-in to remind them to bring their bathers. So they forgot their bathers and couldn't use the pool and they were very upset.
I mean, they're getting bad reviews for silly reasons like that. But you know what? The funny thing was, the three of us were talking at the time and we suddenly realised, yeah, you know what? Definitely customers have petty complaints, but sometimes businesses have ridiculous rules. And this happened to me the other day. I was doing some online shopping and I was doing it late at night and I submitted my order and then an error page came up on my iPhone and I went, oh, what happened here? I didn't get that. You know, usually you get a page that says your order is complete and here's your customer service number. And I went, oh, so I went back to the basket and the basket was empty. So I reordered it all again and then fired it off and then woke up in the morning at like 7 a.m. and went, oh, I ordered it twice. So even though I'd got the error page,
right,
the order had gone through. So then I saw that the shop opened at 10 a.m. on the dot. I've rung 10 a.m. on the dot, went, hi, just really quickly, I need to cancel one of those orders. Unfortunately, you can't cancel an order once it's been processed.
No.
What you don't understand is if you look at the orders, they're identical orders. I've just doubled up because your page had an error. And no, that's unfortunately, ridiculous. That's one of the rules we have. So hang on, you're going to send all the items to me and I'm going to have to just send them right back to you. How can you have a silly policy like that? That's a ridiculous rule.
I agree with it.
What about the rule? What about this one, Fief? I just thought of one then off the top of my head. These dodgy businesses, oh, sorry, we don't take card. Get stuffed.
That's a ridiculous rule.
It's 2019. What do you mean you don't take card? You clearly aren't paying tax.
What are you getting?
Anything. I'm saying
massages.
I don't. What?
hey,
how did that happen?
Hey, a few years ago.
I just want to put on record. No, I wasn't getting a massage.
I wasn't thinking of that.
A few years ago, I did something really silly, and I got rid of my mobile. I wanted to change my mobile number because I had people who were ringing me that didn't want to ring me. So I thought I'll change my mobile number. Anyway, after I changed it, I suddenly went a month later. Oh, that was silly. I want my old one back. I rang the carrier.
That.
Yeah, this is the funny thing, Feb. I'd argue you can do it.
Oh, hang on.
So I've rung them because the number doesn't get passed on immediately. It goes to quarantine.
Does it?
So the numbers, yeah, because if you change it overnight, you're going to have people ringing thinking they're getting me, but they're not. They're getting someone else. So I rang the carrier and I said, hi, you know the number? I want my old number back. Unfortunately, it's in quarantine. We can't get it back.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? It's in quarantine. What, like that's?
I'd say
get
that
it
you
out
should
of
be
quarantine.
If someone else wanted it, they should stay in quarantine. But if you want your old number back, probably you should.
I agree. Well, Fev, it was just a ridiculous rule that I kept trying to say to them. This is silly. Anyway, wrote them a letter on company letterhead. Suddenly got my number back.
What, the Fox Company letterhead? Did you write that on?
Wow. Yeah, maybe. I didn't get permission to do that.
Hey, I've got one, and this might be for all the party goers or the teenagers out there that go out. We were at the Acras a couple of weekends ago in Queensland, and I don't have an ID.
It's a commercial radio awards.
Commercial radio awards, yep. I don't have an ID. So we all went out to party and I was with the number one producer in Australia who had his Acra with him, which was strange.
He's very proud.
But we went out and I couldn't get in because everything is photo ID. You need to put your ID into the machine. They go bang, bang, bang to let you in. And I'm like, mate, I'm nearly 40. And he said, oh, you know, that wouldn't matter if you're 80. I've still got to get your ID. And I'm like,
wow.
I feel that you shouldn't have to have ID. I reckon they should just go, here's my Instagram page. That's me. You can write all my details down. And if I think they have
that's ridiculous.
The ID policy. If something goes wrong, they know who's in the thingo. You should just be able to scan like your Instagram
rule.
Or something.
40-year-old man should be able to get into a nightclub.
Shouldn't have a problem.
Just wouldn't
with that.
Let me in.
Leon wants to add something. He's the guy that won the award. Yep.
As producer of the year, I was going up to the security saying, do you know that this is Brendan Favola? If a celebrity is here, do they need ID? And one of the bouncers said, I don't care if it's the Queen, you need ID.
Well, what a ridiculous rule that is. Well, the Queen would get carded.
And the bloke said to me, one of the blokes, because we tried about eight places down the valley, and he said, oh, Fev. I said, I've got no ID, mate. And he goes, I can't let you in. And I go, oh, yeah, no worries, because that's just a rule. It's a silly rule. So you agree. And he goes, mate, can I get a photo? I said, yeah, use it on the ID screen. Let me in.
All right, let's see how
you
we go
got a
here.
A photo with me, I like this. Bugger.
We've completely flipped yesterday. So now we're turning the tables back on the shops and the hotels, the ridiculous rules that just aren't fair the other way around. 13, 10, 60. What do you think is ridiculous as a customer? Give us a call right now. It is The Fox, the number 13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox.
Customers can be difficult. We just spoke about this at this time on yesterday's show with Fifi, Fev and Byron. It started with this call from Jemima in Dramana, a complaint about bathers.
Someone left us a really bad review the other day because we didn't give them a call a couple of days prior to their check-in to remind them to bring their bathers. So they forgot their bathers and couldn't use the pool and they were very upset.
So Jemima worked at a hotel and so, you know, customers can be tough with their ridiculous complaints, but they can go the other way, Fief.
Yeah, you can get ridiculous rules, venues, shops, online businesses. Sometimes there's just rules and you think, really? That's a rule. We've got Jade in Torquay. Hi, Jade.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Jade. What's a ridiculous rule?
So not as a customer, but actually at a hotel that I used to work at, they had an absolutely ridiculous rule. They had a pool that they had advertised for use, but the owner had stated that no kids under 12 were allowed to use the pool.
What?
Wow, is that because they wee in it?
Honestly, I don't know. I think she just didn't like kids, but no kids under 12 were allowed to actually use the pool. Wow.
What's the point of a pool then?
Yeah, I don't know, but like we used to get for it.
Sorry,
thanks for that, Jade.
Are you okay there, Fee, for the hiccups?
I just got a spontaneous hiccup.
That is absurd. I mean, every hotel wouldn't... I mean, hotels are normally full of kids under 12 in
That's
pools.
That's the whole reason you book a hotel. Unbelievable. Yeah. For the pool, because you want Absolutely. The kids to go in and so you can have me time.
It's so true. Susan's on the line. Hey, Susan.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good.
Good, Susan. Good. What's a ridiculous rule?
Were you about to say hey, Susan, to yourself?
That's okay. Susan's okay.
That's all right.
Push through.
Before I tell you my rule, I want to stress how fine I am, because what I'm about to say, you, Fifi, don't freak out, but I'm completely fine.
Okay.
So a couple of weeks ago, I booked in online to have some eyelash extensions done, and I had to pay a 50% deposit, and that was fine. I did that. The morning of my appointment, however, unfortunately, I did get a cancer diagnosis from my doctor, so that was a bit shocking. I'm fine, guys. Honestly, everything's fine. So I rang the eyelash people and said, look, this is what's happened. Can I cancel or reschedule my appointment? And they said, yes, but you'll lose your 50% deposit.
No!
And I'm like, and the lady, I ended up getting escalated through to the manager, and she basically just said to me, look, a policy's a policy. You should have read out terms and conditions very carefully.
I sort of said to her,
I get it, but maybe a little bit of compassion, because this isn't just, I just can't be bothered coming in. It's kind of a bit more than that.
Whoa, wow.
So I lost my 50% deposit, which I thought was ridiculous.
Susan, that is shocking. You know what? And you should not. I was going to say, maybe don't do it now, but you'd almost go on social media and name and shame. That's a disgrace.
It's so bad. It's just, I just thought, I'm not ringing up just because I'm lazy and I just want to sleep in. Like, give me back my deposit.
Susan, please don't put it. You know what? In future, I reckon just as a rule, don't put down a deposit on services like that. I wouldn't do that again. That's terrible.
I hope everything's okay, Susan. But I think this is a time to call Tracy Grimshaw and the ACA team.
That's a great story for a current affair.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mate, the guy will be chasing the owner down the street.
Yes.
Give her back a deposit. Why do you take deposits?
The eyelash con man. We've got to do that. All right, we'll put you on hold.
How dare they take 50%? Lauren from Altona. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, guys. How you going?
We're good,
Lauren. What was a ridiculous rule?
About 8 years ago, I went to a new restaurant that opened in a local area, and I took my 4-month-old, and I was giving him a bottle, and they asked me to go outside because it was no BYO.
Wow.
I'm speechless because I actually can't believe that. You had to take your baby outside because you weren't allowed to feed a bottle because it was BYO.
Yeah, well, I argued with them and kept feeding him until his bottle was empty anyway. but they had asked that I go outside to feed you
because
there was no BYO.
I can't even fathom that. I can't.
Yeah, I know.
That must be people who haven't had children.
I know. I never went back, obviously.
No, you wouldn't.
Instead of the old cork fare, you would have to pay the bottle fare.
Bottleage. Wow, okay. Thanks very much for your
call. People are nuts, aren't they?
Ridiculous. We'll take another song, and then it's a Halloween free-for-all, because after all, guys, it's Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
This is The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Every Tuesday morning for many years, we've been enjoying tradies. They are the backbone of our community, guys, but they call up and they sing songs for us in a little segment called Tradeyoki. And now, here we are, fast forward many years on, we're taking tradies of Melbourne to the home of karaoke, Tokyo, Japan. We all go tomorrow.
That's right. We're setting off to Tokyo. We are celebrating our tradies.
We are. I'm going to cut in a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
With their hard hats.
But we are going to work tomorrow, and then we'll head off to Japan as a team, which will be great. There you go. You can finish yours.
Oh, that no. What did you say? We've got
to work tomorrow before we leave.
Oh yeah, Fev's nose is out of joint.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Well, you're right. But Leon and I, Leon has booked me on a flight that leaves tomorrow morning. So Leon and I won't be coming in tomorrow morning. We've got to go and fly to Japan.
So you'll be on the phone, or you?
Like, I don't think so. I think I'll be at check-in.
Hang on. So and Fev raises a very fair point, Leon. This is a show that goes from Monday to Friday, 6 till 9. Yeah. That's the broadcast hours of the show. Hmm. Why are you and Fife on a flight that's right in the middle of that?
I got confused and forgot about 24 hour time. So 9:20, I thought it was like 9:20 p.m.
Because we do have a Monday to Friday job between 6 and 9, is there anybody going to be here or is it just Byron and I?
You'll have the support team here. I won't be.
Okay, great. Enjoy your trip.
Check in. We'll be in the Qantas
Lounge. Will's
not
going to be here either.
No, Will's on our flight as well.
What about Amanda? Amanda?
Amanda's on our flight as well.
That's our boss.
That's unbelievable.
Well, it's the show that Fev and I have always wanted.
Oh, well, might get hammered tonight and ring in sick tomorrow. See you in Japan.
Tune in for Sports Talk for 3 hours tomorrow between 6 and 9. It's just Fev and Byron tomorrow.
Hey, well, Fifi, have a safe flight.
I will.
Good
I'll
luck
see
with
you
baby
there,
Daisy
boys.
And little Trixie on the flight. And we'll see you in Japan. Arigato. Sayonara.
I know. Sayonara, mon ami.